first talk with E-Man about it, just to kind of see, like, yeah, if it's something that we could use for or apply to Brave Spaces, in terms of how do you create spaces that, you know, not everyone has access to, but the people that need it can find it. I think that's the question. So, because I was kind of, you know, I'm here and everything, but I'm like, oh, I don't know how to make it apply. But that was the thing that I could make apply was the work of Sarita and also the body work, because I'm really interested in what Consuelo is doing in terms of body work and things like that. So, but I don't know if that is part of. Yeah, I don't know how to, especially Consuelo's work, how to. It's not, you know, it's a technology, but it's a different type of technology, you know, and it's one, yeah, exactly, it's one that has, that's also, has many,
like, I will build everything, like,
has such history, tradition, so I don't know how to take that, especially in a pad context. That's the one that that's most interesting for me was Consuelo's work.
Do you want to try?
I think through conversation.
And understand the different
but then, yeah, then there's movements, or does she have recipes, perhaps? Or
Consuelo has actually has workshops. But I guess I just didn't know how to apply it in the context of this work session, because it seemed kind of, you know, because, you know, some of us did it, some of us didn't, and which is how body works too, is that you have to kind of know where your body is. But I don't know how to, you know, take that technology and center it as something that really is key for me.
But I mean, the connection with the bodywork, I'm still wondering, but the question of degrees of access and degrees of visibility and safety of online spaces, I would be interested to see. Because that's also, yeah, something we're discussing with Alex and Sarita on degrees in which you have different ways to create filters so that the people who pass through this filter feel safe without necessarily having degrees of hierarchy or membership or other ways. So maybe just a mapping of different techniques in which this can be achieved could be, or just maybe comparing previous experiences and desires for future teams could be. I don't know if it can help. I would be.
I do think, like, with the bodywork. I think some people feel discomfort and some people feel comfort, but I don't know if you want to navigate that tension zone, if that's something interesting, and also how you...
Iman knows that that's what I always do, actually. Whenever I leave bodywork, I always kind of make it very clear that it can be triggering, you know. And it's important. But also, I think Consuelo's work is just, and the research and stuff is, the research that Consuelo has done is also just very, it seems very crucial. Also, thinking about Consuelo's own historical context, you know.
Do you want to do an interview? I don't know, I'm just trying to.
Yeah, no, I didn't think
but
about
I think
that
it would be nice if you could, like, have a moment to talk about it. You, Sarita.
Yeah, I'm going to go now to Sarita, actually, and because we talked yesterday, but I wanted to check with you first if you thought it would be relevant for Brave Spaces.
Yeah.
And so then we can, because I think that you're right, that's what it is, the degrees of access. So,
Because we talk about it, like, we try to to acknowledge it, like, we have this Instagram account and it's a bit, you know, I don't like it, but then it's easy, people can see it very, very well, and we also have the email list, which is kind of secluded from, other ways of finding people that need the space, but then how do we make ourselves visible enough to reach out to as many people as possible, but at the same time keeping some secretiveness in the space, because there are a lot of vulnerabilities that we and how responsible do we become, or how much can we spread it through the group entire and who can moderate the levels of, like, the boundaries, how can they shift depending on the context.
Yeah. But Wendy, I was